Our castaway this week is certainly the youngest of the 1,053 guests whom I've invited ashore since I devised this program many years ago. He's 13 years old. He's the head chorister of King's College Chapel, Cambridge, and his name is Quentin Poole. Quentin, have you ever daydreamed about being a Robinson Crusoe?
No, I haven't, in fact.
How would you like the idea, if it wasn't for too long?
I think it would be quite pleasant, actually.
It would be a change from school.
Yes, that's true.
What would you be happiest to have got away from?
People.
Not all people.
Just about, almost. Apart from my family, I think. Yes. Just about everyone else.
Too many people.
Yes.
What's the first record you've chosen?
The Planets by Holst.
Why'd you choose that?
I don't know, I just like it. I went to a performance of it in Birmingham, which I thought was very good. And that's where I really caught on to it.
Which part of it shall we hear?
Mars, the first movement.
Planets by Holst, Sir Adrian Bolt conducting the New Philharmonia Orchestra. What's your second disc, Quentin?
Henry Purcell's Sacred Music at the English Court, done by King's College Choir, was recorded abroad when on one of the choir tours.
Yes.
Conducted by David Wilcox.
Where did you record it?
In Holland.
And what's the piece that you're singing?
Remember Not, Lord, Our Offences.
Remember Not, Lord, Our Offences, a Purcell anthem by the King's College Cambridge Choir. Now, King's College is one of the most beautiful pieces of architecture in the country. How far does it date back?
About 500 years
now. 15th century?
Yes, a little more than that.
Yes. Henry VI established it, didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
And His Majesty also decided how big the choir should be.
Yes, there's to be 16 choristers, 12 choral scholars to be taken from the undergraduates of the college.
Yes.
And 2 volunteers, which usually come from the other colleges in Cambridge.
Quite a small choir, as choirs go.
Yes, it's true.
The chapel is still mainly candlelit, isn't it?
Well, when it was cleaned and restored about 2 years ago, they designed a new candle which had underneath it an electric light which are turned on sometimes. The candles are lit for the choir on the weekdays, but on Saturdays and Sundays they usually light the candles of the congregation as well.
Yes. Now, apart from the building itself, there are some beautiful things to see inside it.
Certainly, yes. There's the Rubens painting at the altar, and also the altar front, which is cloth woven with semi-precious jewels and gold embroidered.
Is that very old?
I don't know. I'm afraid I can't tell you. There are some very modern design, the cross on the altar and the two candlesticks and the candelabrum on the walls each side in the choir, which have a row of candles around the outside. They are very modern.
Yeah. Now, the choral scholars are undergraduates. The school was originally part of the college, wasn't
it? That's right, yes.
How close is the school to the college now?
About half a mile. Takes about 10 minutes to get from school to chapel.
Yes. You walk in crocodile,
don't Yes, that's right.
How many boys are there in the school?
There are approximately 200. 85 boarders, of which 24 are concerned with the choir. 16 choristers and 8 probationers who will come into the choir when others leave.
Yes. How do you feel about being a boarder? Was it something of a wrench to start with?
Well, it was a bit, being torn away from being at home all the time.
How old were you then?
I was 8 when I first went. But you settle down and forget it usually with all your friends around. Mm. You don't seem to realise the loss after a bit.
Your family come to see you, of course?
Yes, they come about 4 times a term.
And election to the choir, of course, is by audition.
Yes, when you're about 7 or 8, the boys come for auditions at the school.
Yes. At what age can a boy become a member of the choir?
Of the actual choir?
Yes.
Of the singing choir? Well, it varies quite a lot. It's usually, the youngest is about 9.5 or 10, and some people don't even get into the choir until they're 11.
Mm. At what age did you get in?
I was about 9.5.
Mm-hmm. At 9.5, you can't provide much in the way of volume, can you?
No, that's true.
Let's have your third record, Benton. What's that?
Siciliano from the E-flat Bach Sonata.
Yes.
For flute and harpsichord.
Why?
To remind me of my flute playing, really.
Yes.
Because I learned the flute at school.
Slow movement from the Bach flute sonata in E-flat, Maxence Larrieux playing the flute and Raphael Puyana at the harpsichord. Quentin, what part of the country do you come from?
Well, I was born in Surrey, and then when I was 1, my father became precentor of Coventry Cathedral, so my family moved to Coventry, and I've lived there ever since.
Yes. So obviously your father is interested in church music. Is your mother musical too?
She takes an interest in what I do, but she doesn't actually play any instrument or anything herself.
Have you brothers and sisters?
I've got 2 brothers and 2 sisters.
Are they musical?
The younger sister is definitely musical. She plays a lot of piano. She's just gone to college, just begun college. She plays a lot of the piano and slightly the clarinet, but the others aren't so musical.
When did you start having lessons?
When I was about 7.
On the piano?
Yes, I was on the piano just before I came to King's. It was a preparation for my teaching at King's.
Yes, and then you started the flute?
Yes, I started the flute about a year after I came to King's.
Mm-hmm. Is there a service in chapel every day?
There's a service every day except for Monday, but the Wednesday service is sung by the men only. And on the first of the month, we have a 10:30 matins, as well as the 3:30 service at Evensong.
Yes, and of course you have rehearsals every day.
Yes, there's a rehearsal for the boys every morning, except on Sunday when it's a longer practice, and also a rehearsal for the service every day, except on Sunday, when we don't have one.
Apart from music, what are your best subjects?
Drama, English and maths, I'd say.
Yes. Well, drama, that's another activity. You're fond of acting.
Yes, I'm very fond of that.
What's the latest part you played?
I played Prospero in the last school play, The Tempest.
Mm. Are you good at games?
Reasonably. I play squash and a little rugger. I don't really like football at all. I don't really like cricket.
There's a picture of you in the Radio Times wearing a tailcoat and carrying a topper. That's what you call the Eton's, is it?
Yes. Well, it's basically an Eton suit, but the gown means that we represent part of the college.
Yes.
We wear it on our way to and from chapel, and also we wear the collar. We wear the collars in the services
mm-hmm.
over the cassocks.
Now you're 13. You now move on to your public school.
Yes. At the end of this term, I'm leaving.
And where are you going?
I'm going to King's Canterbury.
Another musical school, of course.
Yes.
Will you go back to King's as an undergraduate, do you think?
I want to, yes. I want to be a choral scholar and sing in a choir again.
And what do you want to be? Do you want to make music your career?
Yes, I do.
Let's have record number 4.
Vaughan Williams' Sea Symphony, the first movement.
Why?
Reminds me of boats, and I like that. I like making them as well, models of them.
The opening of the Vaughan Williams Sea Symphony, Andre Previn conducting the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Because of its broadcast and recordings, the King's College Chapel Choir is probably better known abroad than any British choir ever has been. I suppose the big event of the year is the famous Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. How many will you have taken part in now?
This has been my fourth this year's.
Do you know how many Christmases that service has been broadcast on Christmas Eve?
No, I'm afraid I can't tell you.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing my homework. It was first broadcast in 1928, but it wasn't broadcast the next year. But every year since it's been on the air, even during the war, although during the war, for security reasons, it wasn't announced where the service was coming from. Although everybody, of course, knew perfectly well. Now, your head chorister, what are the duties of the head chorister?
Well, the head chorister and the second senior chorister share the duties of looking after the boys while walking to and from school and crossing the roads and this sort of thing and keeping them orderly while they're in the so-called crocodile.
Yeah.
And this is shared by both of them so that there's not too much strain on one person.
You talked of the Purcell record you played having been recorded on tour in Holland. The choir goes overseas every year.
Yes, it has done, ever since I joined it,
yes.
Anyway.
Where have you been? Which countries have you been to?
I've been to Germany, Holland, France, Switzerland. I think that's about all.
Mm.
And one year we did sing some concerts near Cambridge at various churches.
King's College is to become co-educational in the near future. So, when you go back to King's as an undergraduate, do you think it likely there might be girls in the choir?
I don't think that it's likely that there will be any girls in the choir, at least not with Mr. Wilcox around.
Well, let's have record number 5.
The third movement of Mozart's G major flute concerto.
The flute again?
Yes. Thank you.
Beginning of the third movement of the Mozart Flute Concerto in G major, the Vienna Symphony Orchestra with the soloist Hubert Barbarossa. Now let's go straight on to record number 6.
Vaughan Williams, an Oxford elegy done by us in Cambridge.
Yes, well, this is very decent of a Cambridge college to acknowledge the existence of the other place, really.
Yes.
The Oxford elegy.
Why faintest thou? I wandered till I died. Rome on! The light we sought is shining still. Our tree yet crowns the hill. Our scholar travels yet the loved hillside.
Closing passage of the Vaughan Williams Oxford Elegy, the King's College Choir, Cambridge, with the Jakes Orchestra and John Westbrook as the speaker. How well could you look after yourself on a desert island?
Fairly reasonably, I think.
You're good with your hands?
Yes, I think I'd be good enough anyway.
Done some camping out?
Yes, I have once or twice, and I've been on a barge and the canals.
Yes.
Once.
Would you try to escape? Suppose you found you could construct a reasonably seaworthy raft.
It would depend upon the mainland where I was heading for. I'd probably build a fire anyway on top of the highest point in case of passing ships or planes. Keep that burning.
Some very sensible planning before you start rushing into anything. Let's have your 7th record.
Deep Purple, from a record by the Scholars called Songs of Love.
Yes, who are the Scholars?
They're the choral scholars from King's Choir.
Yes, and this is their form of light relief.
You could call it that, yes.
Purple, sung by the Scholars. And now we come to your last record. What's that?
Facade by William Walton. The recording done by Cleo Lane and Annie Ross. And the instrumental ensemble directed by John Dankworth.
Yes. Which part are we going to hear? Which poem?
The third one, Mariner Man.
What are you staring at, Mariner Man? Wrinkled as sea sand and old as the sea. Those trains will run over their tails if they can. Snorting and sporting like porpoises. The whirligig wheels of the train. As round as the world and as large again. Running half the way over to Babylon. Down through fields of clover to gay Troy town. Puffing the smoke as grey as the curl on my forehead. As wrinkled as sands of the sea. But what can that matter to you, my girl? But what can that matter to me?
An excerpt from Facade by William Walton and Edith Sitwell, with the voices of Cleo Lane and Annie Ross. If you could take just one of the 8 records you've chosen, which would it be?
The last one, Facade.
Facade?
Yes.
And one luxury to take with you? Any one thing that's of no practical use?
Oh, I think my flute.
Yes.
And, well, if possible, some music to go with it.
Yes, of course. And one book, apart from the Bible and Shakespeare, which are already there.
Oh, I think a bound volume of select Agatha Christie's.
Your favourite Agatha Christie's bound together?
Yes.
Right. And thank you, Quentin Poole, for letting us hear your Desert Island Discs.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.